A funny thing happened on the way to Dana Allred. Real champions. Can't we all be champions? Doesn't everyone who plays deserve a trophy? Trying to define what a champion is led me to a quote by John Madden. The only yardstick for success our society has is being a champion. No one remembers anything else. And that's not a bad measurement. It still doesn't tell me who a champion is. If you remember Lou Ferrigno, he was the Hulk on the TV series The Incredible Hulk. He said it this way: to be a champion, you must act like one. Act like a champion. Acting like a champion, I understand, but I know a lot of people who act like champions, but that still doesn't give us a measurement or definition. Now, if you follow women's golf, you've probably heard of Patty Berg, and I like her definition. She said it this way: what does it take to be a champion? Desire, dedication, determination, concentration, and the will to win. I guess champions really don't have to be world heavyweight boxers, athletes, or race car drivers. A champion really can be you or me, especially if we have enough desire, dedication, determination, concentration. We need the will to win. If that's true, then I do know some champions. One of my champions is Jerry Ellison, who taught at Orem High School for over 40 years. Then he returned part-time. He continues to inspire me, though he is in his 80s, and he doesn't show any signs of slowing down. You probably know someone like Mr. E. I really do think many people are champions, especially those who continue to do their work quietly, without fanfare, but have the will to win. They have the desire, the dedication, determination, concentration that champions exhibit. Even though I think of Newman from the Jerry Seinfeld show when I say this, I think mail carriers are champions. I think teachers, doctors, emergency personnel, firefighters, and police are champions. They serve with desire, dedication, determination, concentration. They have the will to win. But the only problem with this definition is so do criminals. So in my motivational presentation, be positive more than a blood type, I like to encourage people to be their best selves. And in the phrase, my best self, I stress that the M in my best self represents making a positive contribution. It used to say makes a difference, but again, criminals can make a difference, especially if they're stealing your wallet. Earl Nightingale used this same justification to stress our efforts in this life should be positive and contribute to the good in the world. I think that this should be added to our definition of a champion. This may be why the soccer philosophy may have spread in the world. The everyone gets a trophy idea really isn't so bad. Most people really do their best. That includes workers, bosses, entrepreneurs, consumers, probably even you. If you are doing your best with desire, dedication, determination, concentration, you may be a champion. If you have the will to succeed, you may be a champion. If you are doing your job, providing for your family, caring for children, if you're making a positive contribution in this world, you probably are a champion. Think about the single divorced mother who has to go back to work to support her family. What better definition of a champion can we find? Two parents with children are here in my books. In fact, there's so many discouraging factors in the world today that anyone, a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, someone who's single, married, divorced, of any race, any creed, anywhere in the wide world, who survives from day to day without major depression, is a hero. There are so many reasons to lose faith, to be discouraged, to give up hope. But somehow, most people find a way to get out of bed in the morning and face another day. Abundance may be the reason. There really is so much to celebrate if we can just get past all the garbage. I'd like to read an anonymous poem. This poem is called Champion. It may describe you. The average runner runs until the breath in him is gone, but the champion has the iron will that makes him carry on. For the rest, the average runner begs when limp his muscles grow, but the champion runs on leaden legs. His courage makes him go. The average man's complacent when he's done his best to score, but the champion does his best, and then he does a little bit more. We weren't given this world we have. We have created it every day we've been alive, and every person makes the world. One less person, and it's not the world we know. So the question is, what can we do to be a champion and to champion a better tomorrow.